from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo, and we begin in San Francisco. That's where the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against President Trump's immigration ban yesterday. The decision was unanimous against halting immigration from Muslim-majority countries. President Trump maintains the ban is not a religious test, but instead crucial to national security. But as KQED's California Politics and Government Desk editor Scott Schaefer tells us, the Ninth Circuit's ruling shows that what one says can be used against them in a court of law.
This decision is perhaps the most striking evidence yet to Donald Trump that the kinds of inflammatory statements that ignited crowds at campaign rallies, those kinds of things not only don't persuade federal judges, they can actually come back to haunt you in court. His promises to ban Muslims, things that he said before he was elected and after, those kinds of things were heard by these judges, and they took him seriously.
That's KQED's Scott Schaefer. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, reports of immigration and custom enforcement arrests sparked an impromptu protest that blocked an on-ramp to the 101 freeway.
ICE! Shut down ICE! Shut down ICE!
The sound comes courtesy of KCRW's Saul Gonzalez. An immigration advocate claimed about 100 people were detained by immigration and custom enforcement yesterday. They were described by the protests as raids. But an ICE spokeswoman says they were routine detentions and do not signal a more aggressive shift in immigration enforcement. Now, it might seem that California is a bastion of progressive values compared to the rest of the country, but a new survey shows the state has vast internal divides. From KQED's Politics and Government Desk, Katie Orr reports.
The survey from the Public Policy Institute of California, or PPIC, finds overall just 30% of adults approve of the way President Donald Trump is doing his job. But those numbers split sharply along party lines, with 72% of Republicans approving of the new president and 82% of Democrats disapproving. PPIC President and CEO Mark Baldessari says the results demonstrate the state's diversity.
Being not just geographically large, but large in population, we're a state that has just a lot of unique and different political views within it that are represented.
Governor Jerry Brown and the Democratic-controlled state legislature seem to be faring well. PPIC finds 62% of Californians approve of the job Brown's doing. That's the highest ever recorded by this survey. The legislature's approval rating is 57%, its highest point since 2001. However, there are deep partisan divides on that issue as well, with Republicans tending to disapprove of both. One issue that defied partisan divides, illegal immigration. 85% of adults, including 65% of Republicans, said undocumented immigrants should be allowed to stay in the country. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
We're going to go now to Los Angeles County, specifically the community of Porter Ranch. Yesterday, reporter Molly Peterson told you that residents there remain angry about the massive methane leak at Aliso Canyon. It was capped nearly a year ago. These residents say they don't want the storage facility to be reopened, and they continue to worry about the health effects of the methane additives they say they were exposed to. Porter Ranch family practice physician Dr. Jeffrey Nordella agrees with them and is calling for an independent health study. To explain why, let's welcome him now to the show, Dr. Nordella.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What are you seeing in your patients who are coming from the area that was affected by this gas leak?
Well, basically, their symptoms are anywhere from irritation of the eyes, the nose, nosebleeds, coughing, sore throats, loss of voice, skin rashes, shortness of breath, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea are about the most common ones. I have one patient that I've seen with what they call pancytopenia, which basically you have a stem cell within your bone marrow that actually will make red cells, will make white cells, and make your platelets. When toxins, namely benzenes, are metabolized by the liver, the metabolites from the benzene then goes to the bone marrow and suppresses the stem cells. The resultant effect can be the most serious, which is aplastic anemia, which they do have a case documented. And then the other is when your counts are depressed, your white count is low, your red cell count is low, your platelets are low, is known as pancytopenia.
And is it your medical opinion that this is consistent with natural gas exposure?
Well, natural gas and other contaminants within the natural gas, yes.
I can hear many scientists and other medical researchers who are listening say you can't connect one case to an event, that there just isn't the sample size needed to prove that this event caused this health outcome.
Absolutely. It is certainly not conclusive, I agree with you, but it's certainly compelling. It makes my eyebrows go up, and that has made me believe that a professional, unbiased agency needs to come in to really address exactly what you've just alluded to.
And have you presented this to state regulators?
I have not been in touch with anybody from Sempra or Southern California Gas Company. I initially received literature from the County of Los Angeles Department of Public Health. It was misleading, to say the least.
When you say it was misleading, what do you mean?
Well, it was didn't feel that they were representing the patients or the people that they should be as a county agency.
Dr. Jeffrey Nordella joining us from Porter Ranch. Dr. Nordella, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health has told KQED they take his claims seriously, and they're going to meet with Dr. Nordella later today to discuss them.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children and youth at risk. Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
We've been getting a ton of feedback on the show lately. We're going to start sharing it with you each week. In the meantime, we want to know what you think. You can email us at calreport@kqed.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at JohnLGC. Be thoughtful, be critical, be funny, and we'll share your thoughts. Our engineers are Danny Bringer with Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great weekend.